We will consider that a firearm. Because there's not much difference when you get hit in the face with a rock.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, November 2nd, 2018. Welcome to day 652. The Trump administration will reimpose all the U.S. sanctions against Iran that had been lifted as part of the 2015 nuclear arrangement. The sanctions will go back into effect on Monday, but eight jurisdictions will be granted six-month waivers, according to an announcement by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Shortly after the announcement, Trump tweeted a poster of himself with the words, "Sanctions are coming," using the font from the popular HBO show Game of Thrones. HBO, meanwhile, said, quote, "We would prefer that our trademark not be misappropriated for political purposes," end quote. According to Michael Cohen, Trump once told him that he thinks black people are too stupid to vote for him and suggested that all countries run by blacks are shitholes. Cohen also claims that Trump remarked, quote, "Only the blacks could live like this," end quote, as they drove through a rougher Chicago neighborhood in the early 2000s. The FBI intercepted a suspicious package addressed to billionaire Tom Steyer, resembling those allegedly sent by Cesar Sayoc. Steyer is a Democrat known for his ads calling for Donald Trump's impeachment. The Nigerian army, meanwhile, used Trump's speech to justify fatally shooting rock-throwing protesters. The Nigerian army posted a video of Trump's anti-migrant speech from Thursday, during which he said rocks would be considered firearms if thrown toward the American military at the border.
"We will consider that a firearm, because there's not much difference when you get hit in the face with a rock."
The Nigerian army has been accused of killing 45 protesters. Trump then walked back his threat that troops could shoot at migrants approaching the border if they threw rocks, saying, quote, "I didn't say shoot. I didn't say shoot. But if they do throw rocks at the troops, they're going to be arrested for a long time," end quote. Trump also blamed journalists for creating violence in the country. The comment comes a week after more than a dozen attempted pipe bombs were sent to Trump's critics and a gunman opened fire at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, killing 11. Sarah Huckabee Sanders tried to clarify Trump's remarks, saying, no, the president is not placing blame that the news media was at fault for the attempted pipe bomb attacks. Quote, "I mean, that is outrageous that anybody other than the individual who carried out the crime would hold that responsibility," end quote. And in the polls, 49% of Americans say the way Trump speaks encourages political violence, while 19% see him as discouraging it. 29% say he's neither encouraging nor discouraging violence. And now to the notables. One, a federal judge denied Trump's request to stay a lawsuit alleging that he's in violation of the Constitution's Emoluments Clause, and the judge ordered evidence gathering to begin in the case. Two, top Democrats are promising investigations, not impeachment proceedings, if they win back control of the House next week. Three, U.S. intelligence agencies and the Pentagon are prepared to launch a cyber attack against Russia if the country is caught interfering in the 2018 midterm elections. 4. The U.S. economy added 250,000 jobs in October. Wages grew by 3.1%, the largest annual jump in 9.5 years, not adjusted for inflation. 5. Former CIA Director John Brennan endorsed Texas Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke over Ted Cruz. 6. Trump's racist ad campaign that accuses Democrats of opening U.S. borders to let in undocumented immigrants who kill police officers narrowly avoids violating campaign finance laws. And 7, the cop killer from that same ad entered the country while George W. Bush was president and was released by Joe Arpaio, quote, "for reasons unknown," end quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.